Recruit Neera, why are you late for your shift?
Well, Officer Lix.
Please, don't blame her. The fault mostly lies with this little guy.
And who are you?
My name is Allie. I'm part of Neera's circle.
And that's supposed to excuse her somehow?
No, but this tyke in my arms could use your attention.
How might that be?
Neera found him wandering alone near our apartment block.
Oh? Is this true, Recruit Neera?
Yeah, I did.
Then, I suppose that does merit a good reason for your tardiness. This is going to require an awful lot of paperwork. Why not just surrender him to me, and I'll take care of this for you?
I don't believe that would be proper.
I'll be the one to decide what's proper.
Under Penal Code 564, for any adjudication pertaining to a male can be decided, they must be released to a, quote, safe and nursing environment.
I know the codes, Missy. I've been a cop longer than you've been alive.
I am just pointing out that our circle has a right to him under the law until his family can be located or a magistrate of the court decides for emplacement.
All right. But this is going to take some time.
Oh, don't worry. For this, I've got time.
Officer Lix?
What is it?
I request permission to act as the male's custode while you go through the proper formalities with my senior partner.
Request granted. But I'm going to log your tardiness with your superiors after this.
I understand.
Follow me, and we'll get started.
Of course. Neera, since you seem to be on top of this, will you please watch him for me?
Yes, Allie. Come to me, little pearl.
Oh. I'm going to need your state-issued ID before we can start with your official statement.
I suspected as much.
Let's go sit in the waiting area while Allie takes care of that B-words paperwork. Now that we're alone, could I ask you a few things, please? Thank you. Is your name really Sam? Huh. Well, Sam, are you really a girl? Oh, Gala. Okay, if you're really a girl, how did you become a boy? Are you saying you don't know? Of course you wouldn't know. So did Allie really find you in a garbage can? I guess she was really telling the truth, wasn't she? I think I believe all this now. Before I only came along because I would never want to see Allie go to jail, but this is startling. Goodness. You know, even if you are a girl, deep down, you still smell like a boy. And to us, that smell is amazing. Amazing in the same way that being held must feel for you. I shouldn't, but I've got to do this. I'm sorry. It's just so hard not to love on you. I remember back in Conclave that we were taught how men can inspire certain feelings with us, but I didn't think I'd ever feel just this ravenous. Ugh, Allie had better get done soon, or else I don't know what I'm liable to do. I feel like Perrin, and it's embarrassing.
We've got all your information, so don't think you're going anywhere outside the city.
We would never.
All that's left is to take a photo of the boy so his circle can find him.
We're nearly done, Neera. Hand me the tadpole so that... Wait.
What?
Why are you sweating?
No reason. Here, take him.
We're almost done, little one. We just need to take your photo and then we can leave.
Hold him still for me.
There. Not so bad, was it?
May I take the rest of the day off, officer? I'd like to help Allie with the male becoming acclimated to our circle's home.
If you insist, but you will pull double duty tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
We're back.
Yes, Perrin, we're back.
Oh, by golly, give him to me now. Gimme, 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 gimme.
In a moment, Perrin. Tell me what happened at the hospital first.
Oh, that? No big deal. Just a bump on the head. It'll stay swollen for a while, but nothing major.
Good. This is Perrin, little love. She has been waiting to meet you for years now.
I have, haven't I?
I'm going to hand you over to her, but don't worry. She's nice and soft and warm. I'm sure you'll cling to her nicely.
Yes, yes, yes. Now please, Allie, give him to me. Oh, thank you, Allie. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Nara. She really helped in making sure we'd be able to come home with him.
Goodness, you're so handsome. I could just eat you right up here and now.
Perrin.
I'm just kidding. Besides, I need to show my appreciation to Nara. Oh, Nara.
Huh?
Nara, I love you so much.
Stop it, Perrin. You're so, so embarrassing.
I don't care. Whatever you did to help Allie get this boy back to our home is worth this praise. Gala, thank you.
Sure, Perrin, sure. Now I'm gonna go to my room for a while. I'm tired.
I'll have to talk with her later.
Oopsie daisy.
Perrin, stop! You know you can't go around tossing boys up into the air.
It was just a bit of fun, Allie. Relax.
Until you break him, then you'll have no one but yourself to blame when they take him away.
They would not.
Goodness, Perrin. Sometimes I really wonder what's going on in that head of yours.
Rude.
Where is Myla, anyway? Perrin. Hun, focus.
I think she's in the kitchen preparing dinner.
So she's been in there the whole time and hasn't come out here?
I guess. Oh, I should get him some milk, shouldn't I?
No, he just had some earlier. There's no need to spoil him already.
Well, okay, if you say so.
Why don't you take our lovely little tadpole into your room and get him changed while I speak with Myla?
That's a great idea. Come on, Tiny Toes. Let's go get you some fresh clothes.
Shit.
Hello, Allie.
Hello, Myla. I think we should talk.
What's there to talk about? You clearly managed to persuade Nara into helping destroy this circle.
Oh, I did no such thing.
How can you be so blind, Allie? It is as I told Nara. What do you suppose is going to happen when they find out your story is a fable?
Unless you or Nara decide to have a change of heart, that isn't possible.
Whatever. It's too late now. You've involved us all in this game.
What was I meant to do, Myla? Let them take away that gift of ours?
Yes. You should have.
Oh, I do not know how you can say that, Myla. Either you have an ocean for a constitution, or you're so thick-headed that you'd rather let us all live in suffering to equal your own.
How dare you?
It's true. Why else would you deny us all this favor that clearly someone or something has seen fit to give us?
Because, Allie, my duty as the head of this circle is to protect it above all else. How am I meant to do that when one of my own sees fit to undermine my position and take it upon themselves to decide our fate?
And what do you expect would happen, Myla?
That we would persevere. In time, our wounds over this boy would heal, and we would find ourselves with a new one. A legal one.
And when might that be? How many times am I going to have Perrin cry on my shoulder, or watch as Nara's hope is crushed, or let myself languish in my own despair? Myla, I love you. I always will, but can you not see how persisting like this will be the end of our hope, will callous our hearts to joy? It will destroy us. Please say something. I can't just stare at your back. I need you to know that I did this for us.
You've hurt me, Allie. Deeply and cruelly. Do you truly see me as such a monster that I cannot feel all of your pain as sharply as a dagger in my side?
No. I would never. But we needed this, and I think in time you'll agree that you needed this too. He's a good boy, Myla, and I doubt that we'd ever find his equal again.
All right, but you will have to earn back my trust, Allie.
I know, and I expect nothing less.
So, how is he?
Truthfully, he has me worried.
Why?
He hasn't eaten in almost 2 days.
You told me this already. But I wouldn't worry.
How do you figure?
Boys can be fussy, have their own quirks. Perhaps this one just doesn't like drinking.
Maybe, but I'm still concerned.
You'll eat eventually. For now, though, I think we should keep Milk within easy reach of him at all times.
That is a good idea. He'll grow hungrier seeing his food at some point and give in.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else?
Yes. Tonight...
Let Perrin have him? I agree. She might spoil your tadpole, but there is no doubt she will bring him the most comfort.
Good.
Now, go get the girls. Dinner is almost ready, and I'd like for them to set the table and let the boy become used to our living situation.
Yes, Myla.
No, that won't do. Neither will those. this is perfect. You look so adorable all wrapped up in a towel. But it's time for bed, and that means pajamas! You're so cute all nakey-wakey. Come to me, Pollywog. Let's get you slipped into these nice, warm nighttime clothes. Do you miss Allie? I'd invite her in here, too, if my bed was big enough for the three of us, but I'm afraid it isn't. It'll be okay, though, I promise. I'm the softest, most cuddly one of the bunch, after all. You know, Allie let me in on a secret. She told me that when she was getting you ready for bed, that she kissed all of your toes. I was a little miffed with her, but then I remembered that I could do that whenever I wanted to now. So I stopped being angry and thought about kissing you all over. I was also a little worried at dinner when you didn't drink your milk, but Allie told me not to worry. And she is a nurse after all, so I'm sure she knows what she's doing. Hopefully, anyway. Sorry about that, sweetling. My manners can be terrible at times. Now let me see your arms. There, all done. Would you like to read a story with me before bed? Oh, are you sure? I know them all by heart. I especially like The Dancing Rain and The Little Ones. It's such an adorable story about... Well, okay, I suppose. What's the matter, Pollywog? Oh, I get it. Allie must be right then. You've never seen a female naked before, have you? Well, tonight will be your first time because I always sleep butt naked. I think you'll like it, though. Being all snug as a bug in your night-night clothes and with me acting as a super warm pillow. Come now, don't be shy. I don't bite, I promise. Besides, you already spent the night with Allie. I'm sure it wasn't so bad, although she does say I snore. But I guess she was probably clothed, wasn't she? I thought so. Just take my hand and we'll cuddle a bit. But I get to be the big spoon. What's wrong? I can't be that hideous. Wait. Is it because of my cuts? We all have those, silly. Well, girls do anyway. When we mature, girl syndicalis develop these openings. Allie told me it was to make sure that only those mature enough could bond with a boy. Here, let me see your hand. See, it doesn't hurt. Just like how when your eschra grew larger when you went from being a little Pollywog into a bigger one, it didn't hurt you. In fact, it feels pretty good when someone else touches our slits. But that's not all. I'm sure you haven't seen this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. It's just how we are. You probably don't know this, but it's part of the bonding process. What? Allie didn't tell you how the bonding process works? Well, when two people love each other very much, the girl opens herself up to the boy completely and lets him inside of her. The boy stays inside of the girl's chest, rubbing off his pheromones and hormones and whatever else. And eventually, if they're lucky, the girl will fill up with a clutch of eggs. See how my insides are covered in these bumps? Well, they're there to help rub the male off inside of the female, and they feel really good. For both of them. Or so I've been told. I've never had a boy inside of me before. Now I've got your attention, don't I? Do you want to feel for yourself? That's right. Just reach inside. I promise it won't hurt. It's okay. I've just never experienced someone touching me like that before. It felt nice. See? I'm all empty, and just like the rest of us gals, the only thing that can fill us up is a boy. Oh, right, bonding. Anyway, if two of us are really, really, really compatible, then when a boy goes inside of us, they'll stay there. Unlike the short, thunderous pleasure we feel from copulating, a bond is more like... Well, I don't know how to describe it, but apparently it feels very comforting and almost... No boy ever wants to leave. You can touch me again, but only if you want to. I feel nice and warm, don't I? Goodness, I had no idea that just touching could be so intense. Thank you for that. But that isn't the only thing about a bond. You see, when you're bonded to a girl, two become one. You share one another's thoughts, feelings, memories, everything. You both decide on things and merge into a singular entity. No longer male or female, but something else entirely. Or so the stories say. Come now and lay on your side, my polywog. We'll both be more comfortable that way.